Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. The good times are rolling. Thank you for running the studio, Laura. I'm back after
You're
a
very
week's
welcome.
Rested.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, how was it for you to be back in the studio? It must have been kind of cool.
It was cool, but it was also a little lonely. Like we've talked about before, kind of a skeleton crew happening. Lots of people able to work from home, work remotely, which is cool. Very 2020.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just kind of chilled by myself and then with Murphy.
Yes, I did see some video where Murphy, the morning show dog, was back in the studio. I missed that guy. It's a different world. This whole 2020 thing is quite different. Even vacation was different, but I was in probably the most COVID-compliant place in America, and that would be a remote island off the coast of Rhode Island.
And wonderful. Glad to hear it.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely
Did you
beautiful.
Have a nice vacation?
Yes, peaceful, quiet.
Good.
A house on the hill overlooking the ocean. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds nice.
And when you did roll into town, you put your mask on. Everybody had a mask on. Everybody was friendly. And happened to go to dinner at a place called, what was it called? The Ore or something like that. And they were boasting that they just got voted the most compliant restaurant in the state of Rhode Island. So I know I didn't have anything to worry about there. They actually had those hand sanitizer machines you see in restrooms. They had them mounted to every single table. I was like, wow, this is cool. You're done eating. You just reach over, you know, and then rub your hands.
You know what? I think any restaurant that serves wings should do that. Wouldn't that be convenient?
That's a great idea. Anyway, so we're back. We're back in the saddle. I'm back in the studio. Laura's back at home. And we have so much to talk about. Some of it good and some of it bad. Some of it sad.
Yeah, super sad.
Come home to a terrible story out of the Selins Grove area. We'll talk about that later. Just sad. Just sad. It took me back to the early 80s when I first moved here in the death of police officer Charles Attig Jr. I got the same feeling, like this kind of stuff doesn't happen here. Well, guess what? It does.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit later. And then overnight, from kind of one local tragedy to then a celebrity tragedy, Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, lost her battle with cancer.
2-year battle, died at the age of 57. His statement said, Kelly's life and love will always be remembered. What a great statement by husband John Travolta. They have a 20-year-old daughter, Ella, a 9-year-old son, Ben, and their first son passed away back in 2009.
Yeah, Jet, he 16. Had a, oh gosh, he had a seizure. That was tragic.
That was tragic. So the life of John Travolta has been just that, tragic. And some people probably don't remember Kelly Preston. My favorite, Jerry Maguire.
It's all about you, isn't it? Soothe me, save me, love me.
You just jump right into my nightmare. The water is warm.
What was our deal when we first got together? Brutal truth, remember?
I don't cry at movies. I don't gush over babes. I don't start celebrating Christmas 5 months early. And I don't tell a man who just screwed up both our lives. Oh, poor baby. That's me, for better or worse. But I do love you.
It's over.
You have never been alone.
Listen to me.
And you can't be alone.
It's over.
No one has ever dumped me.
Oh, what a great movie.
You know, you just inspired me to go and watch that movie, maybe this evening. I haven't seen that movie in forever. I forgot she was in it.
What a great movie, and I hope I inspired everyone to watch it. Maybe we should all watch it today in memory of actress Kelly Preston. She'll be missed. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. No late night TV again. Seems like those guys have been off forever. They get more vacation time than me.
If you don't like it, go on the internet and complain. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about.
I wake up every morning.
94.1 WQKX. 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Check on sports, I hope. And check on AccuWeather as well. Tom and Laura back together.
Yeah. Yes, indeed we are. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You know what I feel? You know that I'm a person who likes to just talk to people.
Yes.
You know what the coolest thing about vacation is? You go somewhere where you don't know anybody. I think that's great.
Yeah, but you make friends wherever you go.
But they don't know, like, they don't know who I am. They don't care who I am. I'm sitting on the deck with a frosty beverage in my hand, and up the driveway comes the garbage man. Now, in Rhode Island, they call them rubbish technicians.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Rubbish. Mm-hmm. It's not garbage. That sounds dirty.
No, it's rubbish.
It's rubbish. Mm-hmm. So these two young guys get out. And, morning, sir. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? And they're like, well, just taking the trash, taking the rubbish, they said. Just collecting your rubbish, sir. I'm like, you guys want something to drink? It's a little hot out. You know, and they're like, no, we're good. We have water bottles. And I find myself talking to the rubbish guys. And they're the nicest guys in the world. The best part is they get in the truck, they back down the driveway, and they're like looking at each other like, that dude was pretty nice.
That's good.
I was just that dude, right? So a couple days later, the guy comes up with the propane. There's a couple of fireplaces in this house. Even the gas girl's hardwired or whatever you want to call it. And the guy comes up, how you doing this morning? I'm like, hey, gas man, how are you? You want something to drink? He's like, no, I'm good. And then even when I rolled off the hill and down into town, I just kind of walked up and down the street. I didn't know anybody, and they didn't know me. It was the best feeling in the world.
So you're saying you like to be incognito?
Yeah, I guess if that's what it was, you know, if that's what it was like, yeah. Like people, no, like I didn't see anybody that I knew. I didn't believe, oh, wait, quick, Laura, who's that guy? Tell me who that guy is, Laura. I forget. He's going to say hi.
I didn't do that for you.
Nobody needed to do that, and nobody cared. It was like, hey, are you Tom Morgan? It was nothing like that. It was like...
See, that's the opposite of me traveling, because wherever I go, I know at least one person, to include standing in a bank in Germany. I hear a voice behind me speaking English. I turn around, I'm like, yo, what's up, Carl?
Carl
was
there.
True story. Yeah.
See, I didn't know anybody for an entire week, and it was a good feeling.
Well, good. I'm glad that you had a relaxing vacation, though. I feel like you needed it.
I think
so. A little moment of zen.
A little zen moment, indeed. And now I'm back with people I know. Mark, Rob, Steve, the weather guy, and of course you, Laura.
You were missed, Tommy.
Well, thank you. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. No more Washington Redskins. It could happen today. We heard Rob the Sports Center talking about it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Moving with the times.
Yeah, this was something that started years and years ago, not just recently, given all the unrest in this country. Years ago, they wanted Native Americans protested football stadiums, and this has been going on for years. And finally, Daniel Snyder says, well, yeah, it could happen today. So I'm kind of eager to see how this happens and what the new name will be. Any ideas?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Money talks. So I think that's why they're finally making this change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'd love to say it was because of what's happening in our nation, but it's not.
Probably not. Yeah, probably just finally old Daniel Snyder said, okay, whatever. So he's probably been thinking about
it. Well, and I think their main
name.
Sponsor was kind of like, hey, come on now.
So do we go political like other sports, like the Washington Senators or the Washington Nationals? I don't know.
I don't know.
A writer, was it in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend, suggested that they change their name to something. I couldn't believe I read it. I don't even know if I could say the word on here. But, yeah.
I don't know. The leading name suggestions that I saw floating around online were the Warriors, the Red Wolves, the Red Tails, still incorporating red so I guess they could keep their colors.
What's a red tail?
Like a red tail hawk.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a river hawk. No one ever heard of one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The red tails, the red what? What was the other one?
The red wolves.
The red, is there such thing as a red wolf? We don't know.
There is.
Okay. Do we have
there's gray wolf, red wolf, like there's a gray fox, a red fox.
Yeah. Red fox, very funny man. I loved him. I miss him. Anyway. Okay. So do we have to keep the word red?
I don't know. I know that the team wanted to somehow include the military in their name.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know about that.
Well, that's not a bad idea. If we're going to keep red, maybe we should call them the Washington Reddit on Twitter. Reddit on Twitter?
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. I see what you did there. I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm sure that South Park is going to have a lot to say about this, though. Do you remember that episode from years back when they first started this discussion?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Worse than what I read in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend. Actually, I'm just going to say it. We should rename the team after some of the politicians in Washington. And that writer at the Tribune suggested they change their name to the Washington Foreskins.
Oh, my Lord.
94KX, my favorite new boys, surfaces Sunday Best. My unofficial theme to my vacation last week was a song they did about a year ago. I never heard of it. It was called Keep It Gold. It's such a cool song. Google it.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, man, we don't have much money, but we got a lot of time. Keep it gold. You know, I made it the unofficial theme for my vacation last week. Tom and Laura in the morning news is coming up next. You mentioned the Washington Fauci's.
I did.
If you haven't heard by now, the Washington Redskins, the NFL football team, expected to announce today that they are changing their name, the Washington Fauci's. Over the weekend, that would be funny. Over the weekend, a horse named Fauci actually won a horse race. Nobody saw it because spectators weren't allowed, but it really did happen.
They are at the post, and they're off. Habitus was off a step slowly. Fauci, the leader at the eighth pole. And here comes United and Resolute from the outside. Fauci with the lead. United and Resolute striding forward. But Fauci has the advantage. United and Resolute still second. Down to the line. Fauci to win it.
Doesn't that sound like news guy Matt to begin with doing sports?
First off, it sounded like a newscast because we're talking about United and Resolute.
Fauci by a nose.
As long as his nose was covered appropriately by his mask.
Very good. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning back together. It was 35 years ago today.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. Wembley welcomes their Royal Highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Salute.
Live Aid, July 13th, 1985, raised over $80 million. 1.5 billion people around the world watched. Two sold-out venues, Wembley Stadium, London, JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, for one of the biggest concerts of all time. I was not there.
I was not there either.
I had a work.
But I attended Live 8,
yes,
which was in 2005. Mm-hmm. I attended the Philadelphia location of that particular concert on the Ben Franklin Parkway.
There it is. Some say Live Aid was the biggest thing since Woodstock, except this time there was a cause. I had to work and cover Live Aid on the radio from a studio. But my brother, my little brother, he dropped everything he was doing and he went. He was there. He said he couldn't miss
it. Oh, that's really cool. Very, very cool.
If you were there, you remember the 35th anniversary of Live Aid. Very cool. How old were you in 1985?
Me?
You were just
3 years old.
How old?
I was 3.
Okay, we need to take a break. I feel really old. Let me just go over. Just let me go over here. Laura, just let me go over here and sit on the couch. I'll be okay. We'll be right back.
You'll be take a breather.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. But you know what time it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed.
It's time for
Birthday Buddies! Do you know how hard it is to do that alone in the studio?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
It's so awkward.
Thank goodness there's no one here to stare at us. Anyway, the local celebs we call birthday buddies every day at this time. Happy birthday to April Snyder. She's 37.
A very happy birthday to Cameron Sock. She turns 19 today.
Wow. Christopher Ross from McAllisterville is 43 today.
Dennis Clock is 55.
Happy birthday to Heather Gieseman from Sealands Grove, 43.
Jennifer Weingard from Lewistown turns 49.
Joe DeAndrea from Marion Heights, an old radio buddy of ours, 56 today.
Michelle Switzer from Sunbury turns 54.
Happy birthday to Richard Higgins. He's 43.
Shannon Dean from Shamokin is 45.
And happy birthday to Whitney Anderson from Sunbury. She is 48 years old today. Nobody on the text club.
And no one on the Book of Faces. Although. Jason feels that the Washington Redskins should become the Red Tails after all of the fighter plane pilots.
Oh, okay.
I believe that the African-American fighter pilots at the time were called the Red Tails. That's how they indicated they were part of that special group, honestly.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, like, with a nod to the military, like the players want, switching out the Redskins for something a bit more progressive and politically correct, the Red Tails.
And maybe Jason. Like a, yeah, very good, Jason. Maybe like a Red Tail fighter jet on the side of their helmets. That would be very cool.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, I could see the merchandising now.
Thanks. Thanks, Jason. Nothing to do with the birthday buddies.
I noticed it looking at the Facebook page. I was like, oh, here's a message. Hope it's not a birthday, but that's a great idea.
Thank you, Jason. Hey, you know, back to the birthday buddies. Everybody's got a birthday, right?
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us, like Jason did, on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line every weekday morning right about this time. It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies. Tom and Laura back on together. 94KX in the morning
here.
At 7:42. So, Florida continues to hold the record in the United States for the most cases of COVID-19.
Oh, Florida.
There's something to be proud of. Way to go, Florida. Get back to your beaches. Get back in the nightclubs. Get back in the bars. And let's keep that COVID alive. And also, Walt Disney World in Florida reopened this past weekend.
Now, they have a whole bunch of parameters in place at Disney.
But do you think it was a good idea?
No. If I'm being really honest.
Kind of like the Republican convention coming up in Miami. Probably not a good idea.
No. I mean, and if the Democrats were holding a convention down there, I'd say it was a bad idea, too.
Yes.
Green absolutely. Party, Libertarian, bad idea. Don't do it.
Ay, ay, ay. So, good luck to Walt Disney World. I mean, I guess.
Except there's no characters. So that's the part that I don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me some Walt Disney. Where's Matt, the news guy, when I need him?
Yeah. Where is he?
Where is he?
No characters, you say? So there's.
But like I said, there's so many parameters in place. There's like no meet and greets. You kind of like you can wave and see the characters, but there's none of that close contact kind of stuff that gives that Disney magic.
So there's no hugging Mickey.
Mm-mm.
Well,
how can you go to Disney World and not hug Mickey?
That's what I was thinking, and I'm not even a Disney dude, you know what I mean? I'm just like, well, whatever. But they do have a new theme song, though, which is cool.
Oh, boy.
It's a world of distance, a world of fears. It's a world of masks wrapped around your ears. Wash your hands, get in line, just stay 6 feet behind. It's a small germ after all.
Oh, yeah, it's a small germ.
It's a world of Zoom meetings with no pants.
Yeah.
It's a world of sound bites and Facebook rants. Just take care not to cough or you'll tick someone off. It's a small germ after all.
It's a small germ.
It's a small
everybody.
Germ after all.
Yes, it is.
Sing it.
It's a small germ after
COVID-19.
This is so special.
Germ after all. It's a small germ.
Good luck, Disney.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. There's my favorite Rick Springfield song, and he's no stranger. He's Movie Mike.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Good morning, this is Movie Mike coming to you from my home theater with today's entertainment news. If you thought the world was over Tiger King, think again. The zoo at the center of the Netflix docuseries was searched by Oklahoma authorities Friday night after an investigation by the Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures team led them to believe that there were human remains on site. Ghost Adventures has been filming at the park for an upcoming episode of the series. Cadaver dogs were brought in as part of their investigation and did pick up a scent, according to a spokesperson from the Travel Channel. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and the county sheriff were called to the scene and authorities began digging. The sheriff considered the matter closed after they found no sign of human remains, although some small animal bones were uncovered. Former zoo operator and convicted felon Joe Exotic has said that the ashes of four people have been buried on the property as a memorial. It appears Fast and Furious 9 will be out of this world, literally. While a guest on Sirius XM last week, Ludacris tipped his hand and alluded that a portion of the highly anticipated F9 will take place in outer space. One of his interviewers was trying to imagine how the blockbuster series could possibly keep topping itself with plots when she mentioned a few different scenarios, including going into space. That's when the actor covered his mouth as though he let a secret slip. He then tried to play coy by pretending not to know what she was talking about. We'll find out when F9 opens on April 2nd, 2021. And the number one movie at the box office this weekend was 1980's The Empire Strikes Back, which was re-released to drive-ins and the small number of traditional indoor theaters that are open around the country. It's estimated to earn as much as $500,000 for the three-day period. As far as new movies, the chiller Relic, which is also playing at drive-ins, earned an impressive $236,000 from just 126 theaters. You can also catch that one on demand, and I recommend that you do because it's really good. That's your entertainment news for this morning. I'll be back on Friday. See you then.
Thanks, Mike. Checking in from his home studio, as always. Laura, did you ever think you'd see the day when the top movie of the weekend earned $200,000?
No, actually. Normally, it's like millions of dollars in a weekend.
Millions and millions.
$1 billion. No, these are strange times we're living in.
Yes, they are very strange times. We'll check with the strange news. News coming up next, a check on sports and AccuWeather. Now tell me, something was running across your kitchen floor. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Tom.
Kill the music, because I know you don't like insects.
I hate bugs.
Are you going to be okay?
I hate them. Do you know one of it wasn't... It was one of those furry thousand-legger. They look like they have hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, those things.
Not a millipede, not a centipede, one of those fuzzy things.
A fuzzipede.
I didn't realize. I thought the cat was playing with, like, a piece of lint, and it was one of those, and then it ran across my foot.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and Laura, calm
but
down.
But I can't
in the
find
meantime,
it.
In the meantime.
I can't find it.
Well, you know who you got to call into duty, MacGyver!
Mackie Doodles. Come on, get up off the couch.
Murph.
You have to kill a bug for your mother.
Murph, jump in too. Bring the cats up from the basement. Come on now.
There is a cat at my foot, but he doesn't seem to want to Monday today. He's not into being associate producer.
All right. News is next, and hopefully Laura will be back on the other side. X.
You want a my kind.
In excess from the 80s. Tom and Laura in the morning, a segment we love to do on the show called Tom and Laura Live, where we bring in guests and we talk about fun things. Given the pandemic, we take guests on the phone and we have all kinds of fun. But today, Laura, this has to be addressed, and it's sad the news events from just a couple days ago here in the Valley.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It was so frightening, first and foremost, and then upsetting to sort of open social media and be receiving text messages. On Friday, I was at a family dinner at my parents' house, mm-hmm. and I got a text from a friend, "Hey, what's going on at Buffalo Wild Wings?"
Yes, and then all the news alerts on top yes. of social media. I was mm-hmm. on vacation, and I'm thinking, what's going on at home? What the heck is going on?
Exactly. And tragically, there was a sort of domestic dispute thing gone mm-hmm. incredibly, incredibly wrong. And tragically, two individuals lost their lives.
Matthew Bowersox and Heather Campbell lost their lives in a domestic shooting at an area restaurant. We have on the phone with us President of the United Way, Joanne Troutman, who is usually here on very happy occasions. This, Joanne, a very tragic occasion.
It's awful. I mean, you know, there are almost no words, you know, to describe when this sort of thing happens. It's just absolutely tragic.
Absolutely. Social media, like Laura mentioned, just blew up. There were people inside the restaurant in shock at what they were watching, what they were witnessing. Now, these things happen every day, but it just doesn't seem to happen in central Pennsylvania.
I don't think people realize how prevalent violence is, and domestic violence in particular. Often we only hear about it when it escalates to a point of someone being severely injured or being murdered, as it was in the case of Friday. But, you know, the reality is one in four women are the victim of partner violence. One in nine men are. You know, when murders happen, 20% of the victims are often people who are bystanders or a family friend or relative of the target, which, you know, was half of the case on Friday. So, no, it doesn't happen. Of course, you know, that it was shocking, I think, to everybody, and I can't even imagine how traumatic it was for the people inside the restaurant and even nearby. Mm-hmm. You know, I have friends that said, "Oh, my daughter was working at Old Navy," or, you know, "We were at Target." And, you know, you just think about the what if in situations like that. You can't help it.
Startling statistics you just gave, Joanne. One in four women, one in nine men are victims of domestic violence. There is help out there, right?
Absolutely. You know, Transitions of PA is an incredible organization, and they do everything from providing healthy relationships and dating, education, and of course, their amazing work that they do in sheltering and assisting victims of domestic violence. You know, and their work around child trafficking, they are amazing. And, you know, I have to say, whenever we get a client who comes into our office who needs assistance, they are right on it. I mean, they're on the spot and, you know, they go into courtrooms and advocate for victims all the time. It's really pretty incredible.
So we're all in the state of shock, but I feel for people who may currently be the victim of domestic violence. Joanne, we just urge you to contact Transitions, right?
Sure. And I think the thing to note here is that, you know, absolutely, if you need help and you know you're in a situation like that that is unhealthy, whether it's physical violence, sexual violence, emotional, psychological violence, gaslighting, any of those things, please call Transitions. But I think what's important for the general population to know is that often when things like this happen, or often when we hear of people being in violent situations, we think it's a very black and white issue, right? You know, mm-hmm. you go through the automatic things. No one's ever going to do that to me. If anybody ever did that to me, I would X, Y, Z. Domestic violence is not that black and white. It is not. There's a lot of gray area when it comes to domestic violence. So, you know, it's important if you see someone who's in a situation that you're concerned about, you know, you can get some resources, try to talk to them, try to help them, and really try hard to understand really what domestic violence is and what it's about, you know, and just for sure, if someone is asking for help, please get some help. You know, there's the classic situation of a PFA was in place in this situation. It's just, there's so many things that go on in your mind.
Right.
Well, thank you for the help. And Joanne, am I normal in thinking that the system, speaking of PFAs, the system isn't working? I mean, or am I right thinking that? Or is this just one of them situations that got out of control before the legal system could keep it under control?
I think, Tom, that there is a vast misunderstanding of domestic violence, and that's why I feel it's important to always mention, to really get educated. I think people who have never been in a situation where there's violence, or even those who have gotten out, it's really hard for someone to understand. And so when a PFA is leveraged, you know, a lot of times law enforcement goes back to the, well, you know, she went back to him 3 times, and so we're not going to worry about enforcing this. Mm. That is really dangerous. And, you know, it's understandable why people think that, but at the same time, inexcusable. PFAs really do very little to protect victims. That's not to say that people shouldn't seek them. They absolutely should. I think what we need to fix is the system and making sure that, you know, people don't have access to those guns when they're in situations like that, you know, and that the things are followed up on. And that if a woman says, you know, I'm being stalked, or, you know, is concerned about something, trust her gut, you know, or a man for that matter. I mean, mm-hmm. Trust your gut, trust her gut, make sure that you follow through and get the help that's needed.
Thank you for the enlightenment, and also thank you for the education, Joanne. We love having you on the show when it's fun, and this certainly is something that's hard to address, but people out there want to know what to do, and thanks to you, they will reach out to Transitions. Hope to see you back here in the studio with us soon, Joanne, and in a much happier time. How's that?
Yeah, thanks, Tom and Laura. And I do appreciate you both covering these serious issues, because it's difficult, but it needs to be done.
Yes, yes, it does. Thanks, Joanne. Laura, that's heavy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much else I can say. Joanne really hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. We all collectively as a society on a multitude of topics need to become better educated, become more compassionate, more understanding. But then at the end of the day, always lead with kindness. And if someone is in need of help, try and get them some help, whatever the situation, and go with your gut. But I mean, poor Heather and Matt, both members of a family with children and loved ones. And it just is a tragedy all around, and then leads to a whole separate conversation about, you know, firearms and rules and regulations. And I don't want to open up that can of worms,
right?
But
it's there.
It's there. Mm-hmm. It's there, and it's a conversation. And unfortunately, I think our little beloved Central Pennsylvania got a small glimpse of what we see on the news and perceive to be elsewhere. But it's here and it's real, and now's the time to have some meaningful, open-minded conversations about these tough, tough topics.
Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 women, victims of domestic violence, 1 in 9 men. So seek the help, as Joanne said, seek the help and education of Transitions. Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'll tell you what, Laura, you're like one of my best buddies in the world.
Yes, you are mine.
It's tough being Mr. Funny and Mr. Entertainment on the radio after you just addressed a situation like that. Thank you again to the President of the United Way, Joanne Troutman, for educating and enlightening us. But I'll tell you what, I don't know what to talk about now, and I don't feel like talking.
Well, maybe we can still talk and process through what happened in our area. It's okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to be funny all the time.
Yeah, because it's tough. You know, I mean, it's just tough to think this stuff is going on behind closed doors. This stuff is going on. 1 in 4 women, 1 in 9 men, victims of some kind of domestic violence. And then it escalates to the point where there's terroristic threats and then PFAs and then a shooting in public. Wow.
And I just, the other thing I'm thinking about is just all of the people who were there. Like Joanne mentioned, in the shopping plaza, in mm-hmm. the restaurant in Buffalo Wild Wings, and then you see stuff on TV. friends of mine, there were reports that people were hiding in the bathroom because you don't know what's going on. So then there's a little bit of, you know, stress and tragedy and probably some PTSD going on there with the people who were witnesses to this horrific act of violence.
Yes, our thoughts go out to those people who had to witness such a horrific event, and we hope you find peace. And to Heather and Matthew, rest in peace.
Yes, I can't even imagine what their families are going through.
Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Everybody, listen up. We're having a party, sort of. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We are saluting the businesses that, you know, have struggled, but they're coming through this COVID disaster. And we're saying thank you to the mom and pop shops for surviving and staying open, or staying closed when you're supposed to, and then reopening, right?
Get your gift cards. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because we got them. It's called the Welcome Back Gift Card Blast. In today's featured business, hello, beverages.
Who is it?
Mid-Penn Beverage. Holler.
Yes.
Out to Heather. Good morning, Heather and the girls down at Mid-Penn Beverage. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 till 6. And Friday, you know they're going to be open late because it's party weekend. They're open 9 to 9. Saturday, 9 to 8. Please bring your mask if you're planning on visiting Mid-Penn, and to welcome you back, we got the welcome bell for you. Coming up later on this afternoon, a $50 gift card to Mid-Penn Beverage.
Oh, wait, I have to get my bell. I keep forgetting about this. I didn't take it into the studio with me last week.
I know, but maybe you shouldn't ring it because it'll confuse people and they'll all think they're getting booed.
That's true. You have to listen for the bell later on today to get the gift card to Mid-Penn Beverage. We have thousands of dollars of gift cards to give away. Seriously.
This is so exciting. It's called the Welcome Back Gift Card Blast. You want more details? You just go to our website, right, Laura?
It's super easy. Head to WQKX.com.
Love it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We're back together until somebody goes on vacation. That's pretty much it.
I don't think I have any vacations planned anytime soon. Nothing? I'm not allowed to go to the places that I wanted to go to.
Yeah, they were overseas, man. You can't go there.
No, the EU says no thank you, America.
Isn't that kind of weird, too?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know when my next vacation is, but we're back, and it's been such an interesting show. We dealt with difficult topics, which are current news stories locally, our sister station news radio, and the On the Mark program, dealing with the local shooting topic today, and the state police are supposed to be on the show coming up next hour. That will be, top of mind for everyone.
It'll be a tough discussion, but again, I think, like you and I said earlier, Tom, important discussions that we need to start to have.
Yes, exactly. We said goodbye to actress Kelly Preston, who died at her home yesterday after a 2-year battle with cancer. So we were sad about that. But we also talked about the 35th anniversary of Live Aid. You know, 35 years ago today. Wow. We talked about Disney World opening. We had some fun with that. And we even talked about the Washington Redskins. What a show.
Yes. Which may or may not become the Washington Red Tails.
I certainly, title was explained, I absolutely loved it. So, yes, maybe that should be the new name of the Washington football franchise. We usually wrap up the show with a thought for the day. I mean, what can we say after a show like today?
Actually, I think I have a pretty good quote that I found.
Okay, go to it.
And it's from former President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Love him or hate him, these words, though, are pretty powerful.
Okay.
We are reminded that in the fleeting time we have on this earth, what matters is not wealth or status or power or fame, but rather how well we have loved and what small part we have played in making the lives of other people better.
Perfect. Something to think about all day. Chad Edmonds is next. See you guys.
Bye, guys.